Oh, it's good to see all of the old faces and the new faces. Not the old, physically old, but it's very good to see my lecturers and also the new students and a former classmates. I am Charity. I am currently serving in Gachin Baptist Church here in Singapore. We are ethnic people from Myanmar. So this is what I normally wear when I'm preaching. Most of us wear this traditional costume when we go to church, even in Singapore. And I went into full-time ministry in 2019. That was when I graduated from BTS with the BTH program. And since then, I have been serving, and I went on to study the MDiv and graduated in 2022. It was during COVID. A lot of things were online, and yeah, it was challenging, but through God's grace, I am standing before you now. Been almost 6 years, went into full-time ministry, and God has seen me through all of these years, and I'm very grateful that today I'm able to stand before you and preach. Thank you to Dr. Gary for inviting me, and yeah, it's good to see everyone. So one thing I miss most about BTS would be the fellowship that I have with my classmates and lecturers, the school life, yeah, basically, and enriching myself, learning new things about God and the Word of God every day. But the least thing that I would miss would be the test and assignments. So that I do not miss. But I still do take classes from time to time when there are interesting courses that are offered here in BTS. So I am also persuading my lay leaders from church to take more interest in learning theology. So that's why we have a cohort for MAP. We would be graduating this May also, because I believe that lay leaders, we should be equipped, anyone serving in church should be equipped with the theology, basic knowledge of the Bible, and also strong foundation in theology. So because they have been entrusted with the stewardship and the management of God's people, and how we do church, how we conduct not just the services, how we go against the popular culture in a world today. So we often see the news of fallen pastors, lay leaders in the news, even in recent years, not just in a Baptist circle, but across the board. And it's scary that these types of moral and character failures can happen inside the churches, as well as to the people who have been appointed by the church, appointed, called by God as well. So that's why today I am choosing from 1 Kings chapter 11. So this would be the story that would be familiar to all of us, the King Jeroboam. So he came to throne by divine appointment, and it was a specific task to punish the sins of Solomon. It was written in verse 31, chapter 11, verse 31. And he was one of the only two kings who were appointed by God. So one of them is Jehu and also Jeroboam. So after the failed negotiation with Rehoboam, who is the king, Solomon's son, the 10 tribes of Israel made the decision to be divided to anoint Jeroboam king over southern kingdom Israel. And he reigned over, sorry, Northern Kingdom Israel, and he reigned in Israel for 40 years. So the irony of Jeroboam was that the passage that we just read, it was the promise that God gave to him. God promised that he would be with Jeroboam and he would establish his kingdom over Israel, such as David, King David. So the condition that God asked him was to obey God's command and do what is right in his sight. Jeroboam was promised not only kingship, but everlasting dynasty. So that was the condition that God gave. The only thing was for his part was to obey God's command and God's law. A promise similar to David and Solomon, in which Solomon failed, and also we see that Jeroboam would fail. It was in God's own mercy and grace when he promised this to Jeroboam. He was, if we can say, he was a nobody in that sense. He was a subordinate of King Solomon, and he was entrusted with overseeing the workers for King Solomon. But in God's own mercy, he chose this person and promised him that he would be with him and built him an enduring house as he had built for David. But due to his own insecurities, of his people going back to Judah, worshiping in the temple of God, Jeroboam prioritized to consolidate his kingship by seeking favor of the people, which led him to introduce national idolatry, building the golden calves. So he could not have faith in God to see the promise of God made to him into fruition in choosing to worship these golden calves. He twisted the basic concept of God, because when he introduced the golden calves, he said, here, these are the gods who brought you out of Egypt. So this was the God of Israel. It was different from other idols that the nations were worshipping. It was not Baal, it was not Chemosh, Molech, other gods. It was the God of Israel. So this is the God of Israel. And the people followed him. And the kings after him, they could not get away from this idolatry. These calves were introduced as the God of Egypt, or the God of Israel. And they could not, it was the most damaging impact that he had for the kingdom, the whole kingdom, Israel. And that was the deciding factor that this nation was taken, was exiled during the Assyrian Empire. And God gave the command for the king in the law of Moses, for the first job of a king was to copy the law and in front of the Levites and the priests, and he is to use that as a guiding principle for all his reign. And when we look at the history of both Judah and Israel kings, we see that the people follow whatever the king does, and even more. So leadership was utmost importance when it comes to worshiping God and being right with God. God required the leaders to be right with God in obeying the commandments of God. And Jeroboam himself, he worshipped the golden calves, and he appointed priests who were not Levites, and he sacrificed to the idols that he built, and he even built temples to be paralleled with the temple in Jerusalem. So that was his biggest sin, and which led to Israel to be exiled as well. So he did not repent when he was warned. The prophets came from God, but he did not listen. And when we look at the life of Jeroboam, the promise that God gave to him, I think we, as most of us, we are called and we are responding to his call to ministry. And we have his promise as well. We have his promise His promises in His word. But do we trust Him enough to see His promises being realized? To not worry, to not go with the world, to resist the temptations, our own insecurities. We have to check our own insecurities, which can betray us. And we are to trust His ways. And chosen, being chosen, I usually hear in Myanmar churches, the anointed, the word anointed is being used. The anointed. But the anointed does not discounted. We cannot be discounted from being obedient to Him and His word. Even when we are anointed, okay, I don't want to use this, but anointed. Even if we are anointed, we have to walk with Him, walk with God in our daily life. Our faith has to be strong to overcome the daily temptations that we face in our church ministry, in our fellowship with people, everything. And again, no amount of God's word, I can use this, God's word can replace God. So even when Jeroboam was doing supposedly God's work, it was different from what God had commanded him. And I'm always reminded of Matthew 7, 21, 23, where Jesus says, not everyone who calls me Lord will enter the kingdom of God. That is a scary thing. Yeah, he said he never knew them. So if I'm there, Lord, let me enter. But Jesus says, no, I don't know you. So it would be, it's a reality for me. So this always keeps me in check. So what we are doing, even in seminary studying, I think we have to be aware that our relationship with God cannot be replaced with assignments, cannot be replaced with ministry work. And it's so important for us to walk with our God in faith daily. And God has revealed to us His plan for the whole world through His Son, Jesus. So we have the guide, the light, who is Jesus. Faithfully, we have to follow Him, and time again, we may fail. We have our temptations, our own insecurities, but that doesn't mean that we cannot follow Him, because God has given us His Spirit in us, and the Spirit will sustain us. And that is a comforting thing. Jesus said, I will not leave you alone with like orphans. So we have our Father in heaven. We can always ask strength. We can even ask faith if we do not have faith. So doing the most, doing work, we cannot substitute it for our faith, our walk with God. That is the message I'm emphasizing today. And whatever we do without faith, we know it's impossible to please God, the author of Hebrews said. And when in reality, we always have to remember that God is with us. And just the other day, we had a meeting about our youth service. We have to change to another place because the place that we are worshiping right now, they just terminated our contract. So we have to look for a new place within 2 weeks. It was very difficult. Even here, we have outings at the fifth week of every month, if there are fifth Sundays. And when we go out into parks and all that, I've seen about 2-3 times now, it's the park, the people who work there, they just come and they would say, we cannot do this, we cannot sing and all that. So I'm seeing the restriction more and more. And it's very important for us to have this stable worship place for the youth and young adults service. And we had to find a place, and it was so, we went to a few places, but we couldn't find, and I started to doubt a little bit, because God, where can we find? Because we have about 120, if it's in some celebrations and events, the numbers would go up to 200 plus. So such a big people, where can we find the place? So we just kept praying in our prayer group, young adult prayer group. We kept praying about this. And for about 2 weeks, we prayed. And it was just purely by God's grace. We went to this place to check out the place. But the person that we were associating with, he just stopped replying emails and he didn't answer phone calls. So we only had like 1 week now. It was last week that happened. So I said, let's go. I think we need to have faith. We can get appointment, but let's go just to check out the place. So when we went there, my youth leader and I, we went, and there was, we saw the receptionist, and she says, oh, that person just left, and he was here this morning. And I was like, oh, what is going on? God, I trusted you. Oh, what is going on? But I said, okay, then maybe can we get in touch with him? Is there a number? She gave me the number, but that number, he was not answering at all. So I said, okay. Then I just went around to see the place, the hall that from outside they have, there were different organizations in that compound, so that it was gated, and we just saw from afar, oh, that must be the purpose hall, multi-purpose hall that we are supposed to worship. So we were just loitering around there for like 5 minutes, and just a person came out, and he was like, what are you guys looking for? Then I said, he said it in Chinese, but I understood it, but I couldn't say it back in Chinese. Then I said, I wanted to look for the look around the multi-purpose hall. Then he said, oh, I can't understand English. Then I have to use, okay, woman, can want to see the hall. But yeah, and it happened so quickly. Then he said in English, oh, okay, can come follow me. Oh, okay, he understood. And from there, he told his supervisor, and his supervisor bring us to see the place. And he called the person whom we were trying to reach all week. And he just, oh, there's some people who wants to see you in the hall. Then he was like, oh, okay, I just reached to that place and I'm coming over. So everything happened. It just fit. Everything happened. So from that experience, I reflected on it. And many times, when things are not going according to our plan, we tend to waver in our faith. It's not really working. We need a place like next week. This is the last week that we are worshiping at the old place, and we need a new place the next week. So that was the urgency. But from here, God always takes care of his flock. God always takes care of his church. And that was my my testimony of God's grace as well. So even when things do not seem like it's possible, but God will find a way. And I just have to trust that he will make a way for us. And that reminded me that God is working. And this will be a testimony for you and also for my young adults as well. So when we put our trust in him, that is the most important thing, that our trust, our faith in him will let us see the fruition of his promise, that he will be with us, that he will take care of us. And lastly, when we pass from this world, we will be received with open arms. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you that now is February, March is coming, so after the March holidays would be the exam times and tests and assignments. But it's all these, like Pastor Annie says, are temporary. Temporary. We do our best. We give our best. We give our all. The important thing is build your relationship with God in our daily lives, in our assignments, in our FE. Everything, He will sustain us. He will take care of us. And when we can trust that, we will see His promises come to fruition. So may the Holy Spirit sustain you and give you the wisdom to keep the faith. Thank you.